With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated that invite, says Schumer's foot dragging is a problem.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened, and the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent, so we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. President Biden is expecting Iran to attack Israel sooner rather than later.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The Biden administration's environmental agenda is imposing new costs on the energy sector.
Oil and gas companies will pay more to drill on federal lands, and they'll have to meet stronger requirements to clean up older abandoned wells. That's the result of a new rule from the Interior Department finalized Friday. It raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to over 16.5% to comply with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate was 12.5%, lower than what many states and private landowners had charged. But
that is George Bonzani, and this is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram says it's taking new steps to protect children, deploying new tools to protect young people and combat sexual extortion, including a feature that will automatically blur nudity in any direct messages.
The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. The Masters reaches the midway point, and the race in the top seed of the NBA's Western Conference is coming down to the final day.
Mike Reeves, there's a three-way tie atop the leaderboard midway through the Masters. Bryson DeChambeau, Max Homa, and Scottie Scheffler are at 6-under par. Tiger Woods is 1-over par and has made the cut for a Masters record 24th consecutive time. All NBA teams will play their regular season finales on Sunday, and three of them will enter the day tied for the top spot in the West. Denver, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota have records of 56-25 after the Nuggets lost Friday night while the Thunder and Timberwolves won. NCAA men's basketball, Kentucky has hired BYU's Mark Pope as head coach. Pope was a captain on the Wildcats' 1996 national championship team. Duke's Kyle Filipowski and Jared McCain, along with UConn's Donovan Klingon, have declared for the NBA draft. NHL, a person with knowledge of the meeting, tells the Associated Press that Arizona Coyote players have been informed that the team is expected to...
And this is SRN News.